morning, good evening, sports fans. Welcome into the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. You're on News Talk 1400 WDWS Champaign-Urbana. I'm Tim Dittman, filling in for Scott Beatty. Scott is on the road with Fighting Illini softball. Illini softball starts Big Ten tournament play tomorrow against Maryland, 1:30 first pitch. It's a game you can hear on News Talk 1400 with Mr. Beatty on the call. Scott Ritchie from the News Gazette joins me. Scott, how are you?
I'm good, Tim.
Recruiting, keeping you busy these days with, I guess we're approaching the dog days of summer, Illini Athletics winding down, but I know you've done a lot with hoops recruiting these days.
Well, it's because it never really ends.
True.
There's no, I mean, the coaches have some dead periods where they can't do much of anything, but that doesn't stop the interest from Illinois fans, and if there's one thing that they're interested in right now, maybe more than anything, it's definitely basketball recruiting.
You know the ways to reach us. Give us a call, 356-9397. Castle Heating and Cooling text line is 351-5357. Let's not waste any time here. Let's bring in our first guest this evening, a familiar name around these parts, former Illini, now an assistant coach under Bill Self at Kansas, the man they call Snacks. It is Jarence Howard. Jarence, welcome. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Good to have your voice back on the airwaves in Champaign. I asked Scott this, so I'll ask you too. Other than recruiting in these summer months, what's keeping you busy these days? Coach, do we have you?
You broke up. I'm sorry. You went away.
No, that's perfectly fine. I think it's our connection. I was just asking you, other than recruiting, what's keeping you busy here in the month of May?
Oh, well, I got two kids, Jarence Jr. and Jaya. They're in second and third grade, so I'm spending some time with them, taking them out from school and walking them to school. So just trying to catch up. We had a nice little run, and a lot of nights of film and basketball and recruiting. So trying to use this. Our kids, our players are finishing up with finals and they're leaving this week. So trying to make sure, you know, our guys are off, you know, back home and in good shape, you know, finishing up with academics. But just really trying to spend some family time.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that run you mentioned to the Final Four, the Kansas Jayhawks losing to eventual national champion Villanova in the semifinals. First Final Four for you. I know you've had a lot of near misses in your career, both your playing career and your coaching career. What did it mean to you to finally reach the Final Four?
It was an unbelievable experience. Life-lasting, memories recreated. It's something that people – what's special about this group of making the Final Four is a lot of people didn't expect us not only to win, go to the Final Four, but to win a 14 straight Big 12 championship, which we broke UCLA records. So this team was definitely overachieved, but just walking out on that stage and seeing 70,000 was an unbelievable feeling that I'll never forget. And all it's done for me is just kind of, you know, gets me to, you know, the competitive juices going a little bit even harder now, because you want to experience that again. It was a great, great experience.
What you mentioned, you know, another, you know, Big 12 title for Kansas, and there were some challengers, you know, for that again this year. But what, if there's one thing, what's kind of been behind that run that the Jayhawks have made, which at this point is unmatched in college basketball?
I think you have to credit Coach Self, and I don't think he gets enough credit for the streak that he's put together at his stay here at Kansas. You're talking about in one of the best leagues in college basketball with some of the best coaches and some of the best players and winning it 14 years in a row and only sharing it, I think, twice is unbelievable. I mean, he's not scared to take a player that's not highly recruited. He definitely wants some guys that's talented, but you look at our two point guards the last 2 years with Frank Mason and Devontae Graham, both, you know, Big 12 Player of the Year, and Frank being National Player of the Year. Those two kids are supposed to go to towns in the Appalachian State. So we take a lot of pride in developing our kids and recruiting toughness and recruiting talent in kids, but also development. So I think you got to give Coach a lot of credit to this, a lot of success that we've had here. And we've had good kids who's bought in and believe in Coach and trust the process of of that development factor. But I can't credit, you know, Coach enough, and for him to get in the Hall of Fame this past year and go to the Final Four, it was a good year for everybody.
Talking with Jarence Howard, former Illini, now an assistant coach at Kansas under Bill Self, at Coach J. Howard on Twitter if you want to give him a follow. Coach, you mentioned the culture that Coach Self has instituted there at Kansas, and in doing some preparation for this interview, I stumbled upon your Instagram post that went viral a while ago, your son's scouting report on Duke, which is absolutely fantastic. And you were quoted, I think, in USA Today talking about how families are welcomed in the Kansas program, and that's meant a lot to you to have your kids involved in the day-to-day.
Oh, you know, that's one thing I love about working for Coach Self, and I knew it as a player because he's a genuine family-first type guy. That's what our program is based on, is a family atmosphere. And for him to allow our families, our wives and our kids to be around the program and be a part of it, it makes it that much special. And then for my son to, I promise you, I didn't think it was going to go viral, go blow up like that. I thought it was just a cool, I was actually about to throw it away, and I came across of it, and I thought that was pretty cool that people thought that would be pretty interesting, especially the Kansas fans. Never did I think it would be national news, but it was a pretty cool moment for him, and he enjoyed it. He was a big man at school the next day for about 4 hours, so it was pretty cool. And then to go to the Final Four and you know, my family get to experience that, I couldn't ask for nothing else.
Yeah, so I actually have it here in front of me. Don't let Grayson Allen shoot on the elbow, play the pick and roll on Marvin Bagley. I mean, this was legitimate stuff. He didn't just make this up.
No, it credit the coach, because JJ, my son, is always around. The guys are like his big brothers, so he's always at the practice gym watching us practice and working out. So, for a 9-year-old, I'm blessed to be able to have him around me and for him to understand and know the game at a young age.
Talking with Jarence Howard here on Sports Talk, Tim Dittman and Scott Ritchie with you. Shoot us a text, 351-5357 on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. A lot of folks, Jarence, when I mention your name in conversation, the response I get is, gosh, he's not a head coach yet. You got to think he's got to be primed for a head coaching position one of these days. Is that something that's on your radar in the near future at all?
Oh, most definitely. And that's one thing that I strive for every day, that I'm preparing myself for. But on the flip side, I'm such in a great situation. I'm working for a Hall of Fame coach who I played for, who I trust, who has gave me opportunity to coach at one of the premier blue bloods of college basketball. And this is a hard place to leave. And you just don't leave Kansas to go take a job anywhere just to say you're a head coach. I believe that I'm young enough, and I'm just going to try to ride this on. And when opportunities come, I'm definitely going to go full force at it, because that's one thing I'm looking forward to, because and I'm not patting myself on the back, but one of my good friends said, Jarence, you know, the coaches that you work for, I don't think anybody has assisted in college basketball has a degree, like, come from a pedigree like I have. I've coached under Larry Brown, who's a Hall of Fame coach, Bruce Weber, who's been to Final Four, was recruited by Lon Kruger, who's been to the Final Four, worked for Billy Gillespie and Tim Jankovich, Norm Roberts, Rob Judson. So I played and coached with some unbelievable coaches. Just to better gather from all those different great coaches and put them in my own, I'm looking forward to running my own program one day.
So what do you think it might take to lure you away from Kansas and a pretty good gig that you got there?
Oh, just a great job. I definitely would like to get something back in the Midwest. I grew up watching Illinois basketball and Bradley basketball, so something in the Valley. But I know you can't be picky or choose the one you want a lot of times. But all I'm doing is just focus on being prepared when the right opportunity comes.
Jarence Howard with us for just a couple more minutes here on the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. Coach, do you stay in touch with your Illinois teammates? Do you talk to them often? Do you even get back to Champaign often?
Most definitely. Well, I don't get back too much to Champaign, but there's a big time recruit in Bloomington, Illinois, that I can't say his name because it's against the rules. But I've been back to the Bloomington area, and then of course I try to go home to Korea and see my family while I'm back home. But I love to get back. But Darren Williams is my best friend. Me and D Brown, and we're real close. He's coaching at UIC, so us to Sergio, to Marcus, those are my brothers, and those are different things. I think what Illinois basketball was made it for me and my experience there was and the relationship that we created, and anytime basketball we played in Chicago today this year. He came up to the game and came to shoot around and got to spend some time with him. So I stay in touch with all those guys, and Rod Cardinal does a good job of keeping us all informed of what's going on in the program. And I'm a huge Coach Underwood. The right guy. We got a great AD that's one of our own who's doing unbelievable things already. And I think – Underwood is going to get, he got a great staff, and they're recruiting butts off and bringing, some good guys in. And you look at what he did this year and how they guarded and how they competed in their defensive pride and how he coached and his energy. Illinois basketball is in good hands, and I'm proud to, to watch them and still be a part of it because it always would be a big deal to me, Illinois basketball, because what that university and the program did for me and my family, I'm indebted to them.
Well, I've asked some other former Illini, from your era, this question before, but what's it like to see Damonte Williams out there playing for Illinois after playing with his dad?
It's crazy with me because me and Frank grew up together. We played at a young age together. We were college roommates, so when Monte was born, I was one of the first guys to see him. He used to spend weekends with us. Frank's Mama Mary used to come down and bring him down. So to see him, walk into our Sterling apartment as a newborn and to watch him on TV with that Illini jersey, it's pretty cool. And it's neat. I know Frank made get to go to games, and I talked to him, and he's a proud Illini dad. And it's just a good feeling inside to see Monte put that jersey on, because ever since he's been born, he wanted to go to Illinois.
Talking with Jarence Howard here on Sports Talk. Coach, before we let you go, who's your team in the NBA playoffs?
I'm going with Sean Livingston, 309, baby, Peoria, Illinois.
I already knew the answer to that question. Why did I even ask?
Yeah, Sean is like a little brother to me. We have foundations, and we do have a weekend back at home in Peoria. And what he's done for our city and our community is a lot more than winning championships, and he'll be the first to tell you. So we're always rooting for the whole team.
Good stuff. Jarence Howard with us on Sports Talk. Thanks for checking in with us, and we'll see you down the road.
Thanks so much.
Jarence Howard here on the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk, former Illini, now with Bill Self at Kansas. And who knows, we may be talking about him very soon for a head coaching position. Give him a follow on Twitter if you'd like, at Coach J. Howard. One of those fan favorites, I would say, from the era when the Illini had a lot of success. Jarence Howard didn't necessarily fill up the stat sheet, but he was a fan favorite.
Yeah, and part of that Peoria pipeline that ran for so long, and maybe has been restarted with Damonte Williams.
Very good. 5:24 on the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. We'll take a timeout, come back, get you caught up on the sports headlines of the day. We give way at 5:50 tonight to Little League Baseball. Looks like the weather is going to hold up. Michael Kaiser and Evan Kahn have the call. Dodds versus Coons tonight. Our first Little League broadcast of the season. Our first two were rained out, so we're hopefully going to get this one in tonight. That comes up at 5:50, and we'll check in with the guys out at the field at around 5:40 or so. It's Tim and Scott on the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. Back in a flash.
The spotlight's on the youth tonight for Little League Baseball, Dodds and Coons, with Michael Kaiser and Evan Kahn on the call. 6:00.
comes up at the top of the hour, and again, we're going to give away a little early for the youngsters, around 5:50 or so, Little League Baseball tonight on DWS. In the meantime, though, it's the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. I'm Tim Dittman, filling in for Scott Beatty, who's on the road with Fighting Illini softball. Scott will be back next week. Scott Ritchie from the News Gazette joins me. You can reach us. Give us a call, 356-9397. Castle Heating and Cooling text line is 351-5357. We're also streaming at WDWS.com. That's also where you can find a podcast to tonight's show. Around 6:15, 6:30 or so, Tamara McDaniel is our engineer, producer behind the scenes tonight. Let's get a look now at sports headlines. And as we mentioned, Fighting Illini softball traveling today. They will be up in Madison, Wisconsin, starting tomorrow for the Big Ten tournament. They are the number 6 seed, taking on Maryland. That is a 1:30 first pitch, and you can hear the game right here on News Talk 1400. Illini coach Tyra Perry meeting with the media today. Here's what she had to say.
We are excited to have made the Big Ten tournament. We are a little bit disappointed, you know, in that we didn't continue in last year's trend that we, you know, finished in the top four and had a chance to have the bye on Thursday. But that being said, you know, we lost a lot of key players last year. Had a lot of newcomers, new players to the field that, you know, started out slow in the non-conference season. But, you know, as the season went on, we continued to grow and develop.
Illini head coach Tyra Perry. Big Ten selections, all Big Ten selections for softball coming out today. Several Illini dotting the list. Kiana Sherland, Carly Thomas on the first team all-conference. Carly Thomas also making the all-defensive team. Stephanie Abello, Maddie Doan on the second team, Bella Loya on the all-freshman team, and Taylor Edwards gets a sportsmanship award from the Big Ten. Fighting Illini women's golf sees its season come to a close today in the NCAA regional. They shot plus one in today's final round, plus two for the regional to finish in seventh, the top six advance. But I believe I read that that's the farthest an Illini women's golf program has gone in the postseason, so didn't make the NCAA championships, but a nice job by Coach Sloan and crew. Major League Baseball today, Pirates put up 4 runs in the 9th inning to come from behind and beat the White Sox 6-5. Cubs over the Marlins 13-4. Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Addison Russell all hitting home runs. Jose Quintana with a nice line, 6 innings pitch, 1 run allowed on 5 hits, 5 strikeouts, and 2 walks. The St. Louis Cardinals are off today. It's a travel day. They are at the Padres tomorrow. Here's skipper Mike Matheny on the team's play as of late, sweeping the Cubs and then being swept in a 2-game series by the Twins.
It's a long season, got a long way to go. It was an exciting weekend. We took nothing for granted coming in here, but that's the way this game goes. It can turn in a hurry. And you know, unfortunately, it does take away a little bit, only because we put so much focus on the day-to-day, and you don't, you know, keep celebrating the ones in the past. It's unfortunate you don't get too long to enjoy them.
Cardinal skipper Mike Matheny. Scott, I know you're a diehard Cardinal fan. Your thoughts on the season so far?
Well, I have to be happy with the sweep of the Cubs here, you know, recently, and the fact that the Cardinals are 4-1 against their NL Central rivals so far this season. Trying to temper any enthusiasm I might have with the fact it's still only May 9th. There is quite a bit of baseball left to be played, but for a team that on paper has been, and maybe on the field, is sort of inconsistent as the Cardinals have been so far this spring, things could be a lot worse. It's still, you know, in contention there at the top of the division standings.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a wild race in the NL Central. And I watched those Cubs-Cardinal games. I was actually at the Saturday game at Busch, and I could tell the entire game that this was not the Cubs' games to win. It was the Cardinals' game for the taking, and they ended up taking it on the walk-off home run and then won on a walk-off home run the very next night. NBA, the Clippers, or beg your pardon, the 76ers, take on the Celtics tonight. That is a 7 p.m. tip, Eastern Conference semifinals. Boston could take that series. They lead 3-1. The winner gets the Cavs. The West Finals, Rockets and Warriors, starts next week. It's the first trip to the finals for Chris Paul in his 13 years in the league. No hockey tonight. It resumes tomorrow. Jets Predators, Game 7 of the West Semis. Winner gets the Cinderella team of the postseason, the Vegas Golden Knights. And then on Friday, Capitals and the Lightning start in the Eastern Conference Finals. Good news for Bears rookie linebacker Raquan Smith. He says today that he's recovered most of the items that were taken from his vehicle in a break-in on Saturday, and that a suspect has been identified. Police putting that information out today, and Smith himself putting out a tweet saying he'd like to thank everyone for their kind words, and also the police department who worked hard to identify the people responsible. Among the items stolen, the Chicago Bears, I believe it was an iPad with the playbook on it. And
yeah,
I think
sort of important stuff.
I think the Bears were quick to come out and say, as soon as we figured out it was stolen, we wiped it. So no one could get the plays. But I mean, depending on how quickly someone could crack a password and take some photos, you never know. Stranger things have happened.
That would be some NFL espionage to a whole different level right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, some Spygate 2.0, if you want to put it that way. More NBA news. Dwayne Casey, head coach at Toronto, NBA's Coach of the Year, is selected by the National Basketball Coaches Association. That's some of the headlines today here on DWS Sports Talk. Again, if you want to reach us, call us 356-9397. Castle Heating and Cooling text line is 351-5357. Anything's pretty much open season the rest of the way. We take you up to 550. That's when we give way to Little League Baseball, and we hope to check in with Michael Kaiser and Evan Kahn, who are getting set up out at Botten Field for tonight's matchup between Dodds and Coons. Hopefully the weather will hold up. We have some rain in the forecast, but hopefully they'll be able to get that game in. Again, that starts at 6 o'clock tonight. You can hear it here on DWS. Lauren Tate today in his weekly Tate Lines Unedited podcast, talking with the man they call the Rod Father, Rod Cardinal, a former athletic trainer at the U of I, now the director of special projects for University of Illinois men's basketball, one of the stalwarts of that program, been there for many years under many different coaching regimes. Here's an excerpt now of that conversation between Lauren and Rod Cardinal.
I heard some rumors the other day that you might be retiring fully from the University of Illinois Athletic Department. Tell me the truth.
Well, the truth is I have to figure out an exit strategy at some point in time, Lauren, but I don't know
but
that.
But you're just a kid.
I know that, but whether it's this year or next year, it's my time is coming to an end at some point in time. I'm going to have to give up this great deal I got going on.
I can't stand what's going on around me. Mark Tupper's retiring, and Tom Kasich retiring. I mean, great guys retiring. What are they doing?
I don't know. I retired 15 years ago, and then I'm still back working. So,
yeah, you were trainer for 30 years, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And you were head trainer. You were more than the trainer of just the basketball team.
No, I was an assistant for a number of years and then an associate. Never was the head athletic trainer, but okay. I did have head responsibilities for men's basketball.
Of course, yeah.
I did some, had some leadership responsibilities to go along with some of the other day-to-day activities.
Everybody wants to know, what was it like working with Lou Henson?
Well, it was terrific.
But you also worked for several coaches after him, Kruger and Self. You went all the way through Self.
Yeah, it's
how
Self.
How did they differ?
Well, each had their own little characteristics, idiosyncrasies. They were all kind of unique in their approach to different things. But the bottom line was that they were great X's and O's guys. They had great interpersonal skills and relationships with everybody.
But you had responsibilities with the players in terms of their physical side of it, and you had some injuries along the way.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
How were you pretty much in charge on those situations?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we certainly worked with the strength coach in the early days with Coach Henson, with Bill Kroll, and then Leo Ward. But, worked with rehab and conditioning and getting them in shape and doing different things like that. So it was a team effort. There were several people involved.
Lauren Tate with Rod Cardinal of Illini Basketball in his weekly Tate Lines Unedited podcast. Full 15 or so minute conversation with Rod Cardinal is up now at WDWS.com. Scott, I was just thinking about this before the show. You know, any time that there's a coach turnover at a college program, you usually see a lot of staff turnover as well. But Rod stuck around through several coaches, and I can't think of many other high-level athletic people at the U of I who have stuck around. Usually if the coach leaves or the AD leaves, all of his cohorts go out the door too.
Yeah, it just maybe goes to show how valued Rod Cardinal has been at Illinois, not only when he was serving as an athletic trainer, but now that he's been the director of special projects for several years now. But when he eventually retires for good, apparently this time, whenever that might be, it's going to be a hole, I think, in the athletic department, because we've had Jarence Howard on, and mentioned that
yep.
Rod kind of keeps everybody connected.
Right, exactly. 5:38 here on the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. We'll take a timeout and check in with the guys out at Bottenfield Elementary. Little League Baseball tonight. It's Little League season here in Champaign-Urbana. This is pretty fun. We always enjoy bringing these games to you. We'll have Dodds versus Coons coming up tonight, and we'll see what the scene is out there. And again, it's open season. Call us, text us, whatever's on your mind. Want to talk recruiting, want to talk Major League Baseball, NBA playoffs. It's all open season here. Got about 10 minutes left on the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk.
Hi, it's Dave Gentry. Join us on the DWS Morning Show for State Senator Chapin Rose. That's Thursday morning on DWS.
Ground ball to the first base. It gets through his glove, and that's going to bring in two runs. Kevin Lair comes around to score. There's one run, and there's two runs.
The dulcet tones of Michael Kaiser can only mean one thing. It is Little League season in Champaign-Urbana, and you've got the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk here on DWS. Tim Dittman, Scott Ritchie with you. We are giving way in about 5 minutes or so to Little League Baseball. Michael Kaiser and Evan Kahn out at Bottenfield tonight for Dodds versus Coons. It's our first Little League broadcast of the season. Michael, looks like at least for now the weather's going to hold up out there.
Yeah, it's mostly blue skies, Tim, out here at Bottenfield with the Green Monster. My favorite location out here with the Green Monster in right field, unlike left field at Fenway Park in Boston. Grass infield, they really do it right over here. And it's blue skies, a little bit of wind, of course. The wind's been above 20 miles per hour throughout the day, gusting, in the upper 30s. So I'm trying to find all the paperweights I can out here to hold our score sheets down. But so far, it's going to be a beautiful night for baseball, and then the rain has missed us throughout the day, and I hope that continues.
Good stuff, Michael. We will look for you and Evan Kahn on the call coming up here in about 5 minutes or so. Have some fun.
Sounds good, thanks.
Little League Baseball tonight on DWS. Dodds versus Coons coming up at the top of the hour. Just a few minutes left here on the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. Scott Ritchie, a couple things on your radar. Number one, Francis Okoro watch. The latest we've heard this week is maybe trending Oregon, but it's anyone's guess.
Yeah, until he commits and signs, which should be the case. I believe he will successfully reclassify to 2018. Anything can happen. I think that's the same with recruiting for every player. And I mean, just look at Francis Okoro. A week and a half ago, Illinois was feeling pretty good mm-hmm. about his chances and thought it was going to get him on campus for one last visit, one last sell, to be the last word in his ear, perhaps. But hasn't happened yet. And if it doesn't happen here in the next couple days, I would say the Illini's chances are slim and approaching slim to none.
And you've got a Sunday page coming up on Greggy Boybudine.
Yeah, making this a weekly thing of our Sunday basketball page, the main feature on the rising sophomore big man who had a really sort of a terrific start to the 2018 calendar year, played his best basketball that first week and a half of January, wasn't able to sustain that, and talked with him, and he knows that he can do more and wants to do better than he did last year, and he may play smarter basketball, play more consistent basketball. And all those things line up with what Brad Underwood wants from him.
Very good. We will look for that on Sunday. That's Scott Ritchie with the News Gazette. Thanks to Jarence Howard, Michael Kaiser joining us on Sports Talk. Thanks to Tamara McDaniel for helping out behind the scenes as well. I'll be in the chair tomorrow for Sports Talk. We'll get the latest from Parkland Baseball. Their head coach, Dave Garcia, is going to join us. Parkland Baseball having a good season. And who else? Who knows what else will happen between now and tomorrow? Scheduled to have no show on Friday due to Illini baseball, but we will keep you posted on that. We'll take a timeout and send you to Little League Baseball.